play them a lot. They play them with their mouth, and they can move it from side to side. And
a harp.
A harp, uh-huh. Have you ever heard people call a harp anything else?
A harmonica, of course.
Uh-huh. And this is another type of instrument that you play with your mouth, and you can do it like that. It makes a twanging kind of noise. A little piece vibrating.
They call it a juice harp.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever tried to play one?
No.
What about a harp?
I played them a little bit, tried to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's interesting. What about some of the tools that you might have around the house to work with?
Oh, you have hammers and crowbars and general pliers, screwdrivers,
mm-hmm.
Saw. Generally some type of measurement ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey wrenches.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about a wagon, let's say you had a wagon and two horses. What do you call that long wooden piece that runs between the two horses?
The tongue.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to go somewhere on a buggy, before you hitch your horse up, you have to back him in between the what?
Of the shafts.
Buggy. Yeah, the shafts of the buggy. Talking about a wagon, let's say the wagon wheel, the thing right in the middle, you call the hub of the wheel, I guess.
Well, the center would be the axle, you know.
That's the thing.
Take the thing off the axle, you would call it the hub.
Mm-hmm. The whole wheel turns on the axle,
yes,
of the wagon. Mm-hmm. And then the, I guess, the spokes come out from the
hub.
Uh-huh. And they fit into the what? Of the wagon wheel. What would you call the edge of a wagon wheel?
The outer rim.
The outer rim. What about, I guess, these a place where two of these spokes might fit into the rim? Does the rim of a wagon wheel come in sections or something like that?
Well, generally, they are in two sections.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fastened together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the spokes are slotted into the wood part of the rim,
mm-hmm.
or wheel, outer wheel. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the term felly used to refer to any part of the wagon wheel? You haven't?
No.
Okay. What about on a buggy, the things that the traces come back to, where do they attach?
That's referred to as the single tree.
The single tree. Mm-hmm. And let's say if you had four horses, you have two of those things and they attach to the what?
Well, double tree.
It'd be the double
tree. You have two horses. Mm-hmm. You attach two single trees to
Horses, right, right. Mm-hmm. What about if a man has his wagon and he's filling up the wagon with wood and he might go down the road a little ways and unload it, come back, get some more, and just do this thing all day? You'd say he was doing what?
Hauling wood, or sometimes referred to as carrying wood.
Mm-hmm. Hauling wood or carrying wood, okay. What about if there was a log that had, or a tree that had fallen across the road and it was in your way, you might say you'd have to get out a rope and tie it around that thing and do what to get it off the road?
Yank it off.
Yank it, or it maybe off. Drag it off.
Drag it off.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that word drag, you say that today you drag something now. Yesterday I
drug.
Uh-huh, and I have many times.
Dragged.
Okay. What about that thing that you use to break ground with? You call that a?
Turn plow.
Turn plow. Mm-hmm. Are there any other types of plows other than turn plow?
Well, the turn plow can be referred to different things. What they call a steel beam,
mm-hmm.
turn plow, which is used for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you might refer to them as a middle buster, where you make a furrow with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, is there a type of plow that you can use to break up the ground even finer than a turn plow would?
Well, generally a disc, but that's kind of a more modern way. You know.
Is a disc